What happens when old Australia meets new Australia, when childhood memories come back to bring the unexpected? Boy Out of the Country looks at the interplay between family, property and the progress of life, premiering in Sydney at the New Pioneer Theatre later this month. Director Erica Lavelle joins me in studio to talk more. Hello.
How are you going? Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. I just want to start by saying congratulations, because this will be your directorial debut.
Yes, I'm very excited. Yeah. I've been wanting to flex this creative muscle for a long time, and it's a great project to start with.
Because you were an actor as well.
Yeah.
So how was that kind of transitioning over?
I think it's easy, you know. I know what I like in a director. I know what I need out of a director. So making that transition seems natural. A lot of actors take that step. I sort of facetiously have been saying that I'm directing because I would rather be the puppeteer than the puppet. But of course, actors are not puppets.
Never.
But yeah, being the primary custodian of a vision is a new feeling. It's a good feeling.
That's good. This play is by Felix Nobis. What kind of drew you to it?
I have a great love of literature and poetry. I did an English literature degree, and the play is written in verse, so it really spoke to me in that way. I thought, yeah, this is a type of writing I understand. But also, it's about the development of regional areas, and having spent most of my childhood in Tasmania and then on the Central Coast, it's something I really understand, seeing your home change, sometimes beyond recognition, and trying to sort of hang on to what home is or redefine what home is as it changes around you.
So Boy Out of the Country, for people who don't know it or aren't familiar with the work, what is it about?
It's a family drama comedy, dramedy, I think they
call it. Definitely, dramedy.
And it's sort of, it's a coming home story. So this sort of lovable rogue hunter comes home after some time away, a bit of a prodigal son, to discover that his family home has been sold by his older brother. And he is none too pleased, and so he sets about trying to find ways to undo the deal with real estate developers, and it brings out a lot of tensions in the family. It's very funny. I think people will recognise their own family disputes in it. and it's about their journey and solving and healing those relationships.
Yeah. The punchline reads, there's more to land than real estate. There's more to life than DNA. How do you kind of make that run throughout the play?
I'm having the actors create the space as it moves. So we're not going to have any blackout scene changes. So the way they make the space for each scene and shape the world quite literally on stage is one way that we're trying to bring out that theme. In terms of DNA, I mean, you know, the script sort of does it for you because they're a family. And creating a sense of family amongst the actors as well, you know. Which is kind of easy because actors, you know, it's always a big love-in.
So who are the actors that are performing in it?
We have Amelia Cunningham, Tom Harwood, Jason Glover, Brendan Miles and Jeannie G.
Great. And how has their dynamic been together since you kind of started this project?
They're fantastic. They all work really hard. They've got a great levity to them. They're all very sparky individuals. There's a lot of fun in the room, and they've worked really well together. We've also, as happens in independent theatre, we've had a few cast changes along the way, and they've just managed that so beautifully. They're all so welcoming. When people step in, it's been really, really lovely to watch and be a part of.
You mentioned before, you know, this story is really close to you because you have kind of gone through the similar kind of experience. How did you kind of input that experience into this play?
It almost happens automatically. You can't help it. In everything you conceive for the show, it sort of breathes your own experience. I don't have a more eloquent answer than that, because it is my experience, so I understand it, and it comes through in the choices we're making.
Yeah. Mm. You mentioned that it's also this, it's in verse, the play, and it's kind of like a bit, kind of follows the verse of Banjo Paterson. How does that work?
Look, it is a bit of a bush ballad, I guess, yeah, in a way. It's a free verse, so it doesn't have a strong, consistent meter in the way that, say, Banjo Paterson does, that ba-dup, 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 ba-dup sort of horse galloping feel. It moves in and out of different metric structures depending on what Felix is trying to communicate, to indicate pace. It's quite genius writing. The verse and the rhyme and the syntax not only sort of helps you into the meaning and helps you into the story, but it, at points, I'm quite sure is a symbol for the story itself, the way it unfolds. It's magic.
Mm. Sounds quite melodic as well.
It is. It definitely is. It's got a very lyrical feel to it. Absolutely. Mm.
Do you bring music into it at all, or is it just about the verse?
It's about the verse mostly. It's about the language and the music of the language.
Yeah. This will be premiering at the inaugural Pioneer Play Festival. How does that feel?
Very exciting. Yeah. I'm very excited to be a part of this. I am a great lover of Australian theatre, so I think it's really important that we create opportunities to see Australian work. Constantly pushing towards getting us over our own sense of cultural cringe, which I think is starting to happen. I think it's a really good way for a new director to stretch their muscles, two performances only. So don't wait for your friends to tell you about it. Don't wait for reviews. You have to hop online and buy a ticket.
Yep.
But I think it's the perfect place for me to make a debut, and for this work, especially in Castle Hill, this particular play in an area that has experienced huge development. Mm. It's the right place and the right time.
Yeah, because it's also a new theatre, Pioneer Theatre.
Yes, it is. Very exciting. So the theatre has been very generous and put a call out for expressions of interest last year. And they have given the space to theatre makers for free for most of this year, which is incredibly generous, especially for independent theatre makers. Finding space is the hardest part of putting on a show, finding space that's affordable and also right for the play. You often end up in a space that perhaps isn't right for the play because that's what you could get and that's what you could afford. So being able to put on a festival and debut as a director with such a great piece in a state-of-the-art facility is extraordinary. Yeah.
How has it been working in a space that's so new that, people don't know much about?
Yeah. Well, we haven't actually got into the space yet. We'll bump in a couple of weeks, which is exciting. We have a genius publicist who is going to get people out to Castle Hill. But I think it will resonate locally as well. So, not all theatre audiences have to live in Newtown,
Inner city, yeah,
there will be a local audience there that will know the theatre. They'll be getting to know the theatre now because there's been a number of productions in there already. And it's a story that is their story. So I don't anticipate having a huge problem drawing a local audience. But if you are in the city and this sounds appealing, head to pioneerplayfestival.com and make sure you book a ticket.